بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيقول المصنف رحمه الله تعالى الرابع من اعتقد أن غير هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه كالذين يفضلون حكم الطواغيت على حكمه فهو كافر. The author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the fourth nullifier and invalidator of al-Islam. And he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, the one who believes that the guidance and the manners and the way or methodology of other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more complete than his guidance, or that the ruling and the judge of other than him sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than his rule or better than his judge or better than his judgment, like those who prefer the judgment and the ruling of the tawaghit, those who judge and rule with other than the rule of Allah azza wa jal, they prefer that over his ruling, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The author, he says, فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Then verily this person is a disbeliever. Then verily this person is a disbeliever. So this is from those affairs that invalidate the shahada, and they remove the tawheed, and they nullify the Islam entirely, to believe that the guidance of someone other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his deen and his methodology and his way and his manners and his conduct, is better than the Prophet and more complete than the Prophet's guidance sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is disbelief. Or to believe that the judgment and the rule of other than him sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than his judgment and prefers that over his judgment, then this is disbelief. Then this is disbelief. So in this naqil and in this nullifier, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's referring to two issues. And there are two mas'ala here. Fihi mas'alatan. Two issues. And the first one is with regards to al-hadyu. And the second is with regards to al-hukmu. Al-hadyu wal-hukm. So the people of knowledge, they mention al-hadyu. This is a word that means asira, wal-tariqa, wal-manhaj, wal-hal, wal-samt. Yani samt al-insan, wa-haluhu. And the likes like this. So, al-hadyu means guidance, but it means a person's methodology and his way of life and his demeanor and the way that he carries himself and in the manner and the behavior that he deals with the people and his conduct and how he carries himself in all of his affairs, in public and in private. This is called al-hadyu. Al-hadyu. So the people of knowledge, they mention fahadyu al-rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidance of the Prophet is his deen, it's his methodology, the way that he traversed upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in calling to Allah and in teaching and educating and clarifying the truth with regards to his manners and his conduct and his whole affair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen and his manners. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That verily you are on a lofty and a major and great high state of conduct and manners. And the people of knowledge mention from them Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, أي على دين عظيم. أي على دين عظيم. You are upon a great deen and a high standard of conduct and manners. So it is an obligation to believe that the best guidance and the best way and the best manners and the best conduct and the best religion, the best way of life is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to believe that there is someone else who has a better way than his and a better deen than his and better manners and conduct and guidance to follow than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this is misguidance and this is severe error and this is disbelief. And this is disbelief. Because that which the Prophet ﷺ came with from hadi, from guidance, and the likes, and from his manners and his conduct, and from his deen and his way of life and his methodology, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. This is revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about his prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوهَى. And he does not speak from his desires, but verily it is nothing more than a revelation revealed. So therefore the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his manners and the way that he carried himself and the way that he taught the people and dealt with the people and the deen that he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is revelation from Allah. This is revelation from Allah. And the Messenger likewise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his khutab, and his sermons that he would give on the Jumu'ah, and other than that, he would mention the khutbah al-hajjah. And from that is that he would say in every one of these sermons in the beginning, فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, that verily the best narration or the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This wording here is found in the Musnad by Imam Ahmed, and also Sunan Ibn Majah. And other than that, in the wording of Imam Muslim, Khairul Huda, Huda Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it has come Khairul Huda wa Khairul Hadi. And the meaning is very similar. The guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the deen that he was upon, and the methodology that he was upon, and the way of life that he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dealing with the people and all aspects of his life, and how he carried himself and conducted himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for somebody to believe, for example, that there is a shaykh of a tariqah, from those people who follow turuq and those different ways, and they believe that the shaykh of that tariqah, his way is better than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is disbelief. Or those who believe that the way of other than him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever it may be, any from the people who are famous, or the people who those or some individuals may respect and the likes like this, and they believe that the philosopher's ways are better, or that the ways of any the intellect and the intellectuals are better than the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then verily he has disbelieved. So to believe that the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of all guidance, and that there is no one who has guidance more complete than his guidance sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is an obligation. This is an obligation, and this is from the rights of Tawheed. And we know the meaning of the Shahada, أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرَ, to believe in everything that he has informed, وَطَاعَتُهُ فِي مَا أَمَرَ, and to obey him in that which he has commanded, وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا عَنْهُ نَهَى وَزَجَرَ, and to avoid and leave off everything that he has prohibited, صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَأَلَّا يُعَبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and that Allah should not be worshipped in any manner except that which has come by way of the Prophet Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So therefore, those who believe that there is another way better than his way, they are invalidating that shahada, and they have neglected that great right and fulfilling the right of that testification of faith. So therefore, this is disbelief, عِيَاذٍ بِاللَّهِ. Iyadhan billah, believing that someone has guidance more complete and perfect and better than the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is clear and far error and contrary to al-Islam and contrary to al-Islam. So this is the issue of al-Hadyu. This is the issue of al-Hadyu. And the second issue that the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, is with regards to al-Hukum. مَنْ اِتَقَدَ أَنَا حُكْمَ غَيْرِهِ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ حُكْمِهِ, though the one who believes that the ruling or the judgment of other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than his ruling and better than his judgment. And the intent by al-hukm here, the judgment or the ruling, meaning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Because the ruling or the judgment, the hukm of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the hukm that was revealed to him in the book of Allah azza wa jal, and in the revelation of the sunnah, and the revelation that has come to him likewise in the sunnah and the clarification of the book. So therefore, حُكْمُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ هُوَ حُكْمُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَهُوَ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ الْمُنَزَّلِ, المنزل في كتابه على نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the ruling of the Prophet or the ruling of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and his judgment, this is the judgment about Islam. And this is the judgment that was revealed to him صلى الله عليه وسلم as a revelation that has come to him in the Book of Allah عز وجل and in the clarification that he received likewise from the revelation that he received in the Sunnah. In the Sunnah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about this. In his book, he says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. That verily we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book in truth. The book in truth, so that you may judge and rule between men and that which Allah has shown you. Meaning in that which Allah has revealed to you in the divine revelation. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to judge in this manner. أَنِحْكُمْ أَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, and that you must judge and rule between them with that which Allah has revealed. With that which Allah has revealed. So what is intended here, yani in the text from the hukum of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the hukum of Allah azza wa jalla, and that which was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jalla, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّ الْحُكْمَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that the ruling is only for Allah. The ruling and the judgment is for none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in his book, فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْكَبِيرِ. So verily the judge and the rule is for Allah, the Most High and the Most Great. The Most High and the Most Great. So therefore, it must be understood and known, may Allah bless you and show you mercy and kindness and increase you in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, that every ruling that is contrary to the rule of Allah and every judgment that is contrary to the judgment of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in reality, this is from hukm al-jahiliyyah. This is from ruling and judging with the judgment of the days of ignorance. From the ruling and the judgment with the judgment of the days of ignorance. And whoever believes that that is better, the ruling that is contrary to the rule of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the judgment in affairs, it is better than that which was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is disbelief. And this person, he has left that Islam. Ayyadhan billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, أَفَحُكْمُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. And are they seeking the ruling of al-jahiliyyah? Is it the ruling of jahiliyyah that they are seeking? And who is better than Allah in judgment or in ruling for those who have certain faith? For those who have certain faith. Meaning no one is better than Allah Azza wa Jal in ruling and in judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows all things and He knows all things. And He is the creator of all things. And He knows best, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to dispose of the affairs and judge and rule amongst His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq. Should not the one know best, the one who created? Should not the one who created know best? Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows best. He is the creator and He is the one who has given everything its shape and its form, and He knows best how to judge and rule amongst His creation. And His judge and His rule, this is the ultimate and the best rule and the best judge, and that is that which has been revealed to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything that is contrary to that, in reality, it is the ruling of the days of ignorance, and the ruling with ignorance and without knowledge. And it is disbelief to prefer that. It is disbelief to prefer that, and to believe that that is better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book likewise, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ. Do you not see those who claim that they believe in that which was revealed to you and in that which was revealed before you, and they want to seek a judgment and ruling from the tawaghit, from the false judges and from the false judges, those who rule with other than the rule of Allah. And they have been commanded to disbelieve and to reject that. Any people claiming that they believe in that which is revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the hypocrites, and though any in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to them, and they believe in that which is revealed before, they claim this, but at the same time they want to seek a judge and a rule and they seek, they go to the tawagit, meaning to those false judges and those who will rule with other than the rule of Allah to dispose amongst their affairs and to settle their disputes. And this is something, وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ, and they have been commanded to disbelieve and to reject those false gods and those false judges and those who rule with other than the rule of Allah. So therefore, we see that al-Iman, belief and sincere faith and testification that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this conflicts directly with going to others for a judgment and for a rule, and seeking the rule and the judge from others, from those who do not rule with the rule of Allah, and those who not judge with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is contrary to Iman. Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this. He says, yani in his explanation of this noble verse in Surah An-Nisa, he said, rahimahullah, فَكَيْفَ يَجْتَمِعُ هَذَا وَالْإِيمَانِ, how could this here be gathered at the same time with Iman? And in the fact that they claim that they believe, but at the same time they seek a judgment and a rule in their affairs and in their disputes from those who rule with other than the rule of Allah, those who do not judge with the judge of the rule of Allah. How could this be gathered? And how could they be gathered together at Iman in this affair? He says, فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَقْتَضِي الْإِنْقِيَادَ لِشَرْعِ اللَّهِ, فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَقْتَضِي الْإِنْقِيَادَ لِشَرْعِ اللَّهِ وَتَحْكِيمِهِ فِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ, because al-Iman and sincere faith, this necessitates and requires that one would comply to the legislation of Allah and to seek the judge and the rule of Allah in every affair, in every affair. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, فَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ وَاخْتَارَ حُكْمَ الطَّوَاغِيتِ عَلَى حُكْمِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ فِي ذَلِكَ. So whoever claims that he is a believer, and then he chooses and selects, yani in preference, the ruling of the tawagit. The tawagit here, what is being referred to here, is كُلُّ مَنْ يَحْكَمُ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, those who rule with other than that which Allah has revealed. And those who prefer this, he claims he's a believer, but he prefers the judge and the rule. He prefers the regulations and the rules and the judgments and his disputes to be solved by those who rule with other than the rule of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then he says about this person, he's a liar. فَهُوَ كَاذِبٌ فِي ذَلِكَ, يعني في زعمه أنه مؤمن, يعني he's a liar with regards to that claim. He's a liar with regards to that claim. So, and this is with regards to the one who chose the ruling of Allah and preferred that. And this is what the author likewise, he has clarified in his example. He says, كَالَّذِينَ يُفَضِّلُونَ حُكْمَ الطَّوَاغِيتِ عَلَى حُكْمِهِ, like those who prefer the ruling of the false judges, and those who rule with other than the rule of Allah, over the rule of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this must be something that is clarified and understood. This is something that must be clarified and understood. And those who prefer and they choose the rule of other than Allah Azza wa Jal in preference, believing that it is better. And like this, the author, he mentioned, يعني أن من اعتقد أن حكم غيره أحسن, he believes that ruling is better. He believes that ruling is better. So therefore, this is something with regards to i'tiqad and with regards to belief. So we should not mix the affairs up. And the issue here is with regards to the one who believes that the rule of other than Allah Azza wa Jal and the rule of other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the judgment with other than the Book of Allah is better. They believe that it's better. As for the individual who believes that the rule of Allah is the best and that the rule of Allah is an obligation to abide by and to use as a judge in all disputes and all affairs, he believes this in his heart, and he believes that the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all guidance and his methodology is the best of all ways, but he fell short in applying that because of negligence, or he fell short in applying that because of desires and whims, then this would not be considered disbelief. This would not be considered that he has disbelieved, and he did not rule with the rule of Allah in his affairs or in all of his affairs, and he chose something contrary to that. But he did that based upon sincere faith and iman that the rule of Allah is the best, but he fell short, and he knows that he is sinning. Then this person, he is a sinner, and he's not a disbeliever. This person, he has fell into sin and the likes like that, but he has not fallen into disbelief. So the difference here is with regards to creed. The one who believes that the judge and the rule of Allah is better but he falls short in applying that in certain affairs in his life, he did not disbelieve with that action. But the one who believes that there is a ruling better than the rule of Allah, there's a ruling better than the rule of Allah, and there's guidance that's better than the guidance of the Prophet, even if he moved by the judgment of Allah or the guidance of the Prophet, but he believed that someone has better guidance than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that there is a judge and a rule, and he prefers to take his disputes to the tawaghit and to the false judges and the likes like this in preference, thinking that they are better and more complete because of this creed he has disbelieved. He has disbelieved. This is an issue you need to be clear with. And this is an issue that one must strive to have clarity with regards to. Therefore, not falling into the calamity of takfir with regards to misunderstanding these nawaqid. With regards to misunderstanding these nawaqid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And whoever does not judge or rule with that which Allah He has revealed, then verily they are disbelievers. Then verily they are al-kafirun, the disbelievers. So we see that many people throughout history, until this day, they have misunderstood this verse, and they have misapplied this verse, and they have made takfir on a great number of the believers, and shed blood, and caused mischief in the land, and used this verse as an evidence and a proof for that. And this is the foundation of the Khawarij. But the issue here is that they have understood this verse based upon their desires, and based upon their own understanding, and they have left off the understanding of the companions, and the best generations, radiallahu anhum jami'an. So therefore, we have to understand this deen and the Qur'an and the interpretation of the Qur'an, and likewise the sunnah and the regulations, the ahkam al-shar'iyyah, they are understood in the light of the understanding of the sahaba and in the understanding of the first generations of upright and pious Muslims known as as-salaf as-salih. And they are, in reality, they are ahl al-hadith. They are the people of hadith that are praiseworthy, and that their way and methodology should be followed. Those first three generations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about them, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, that the best of the people are my generation, and then those who follow after them, and then those who follow after them. So therefore, with regards to understanding the deen, their understanding is the judge and the rule in that affair. So we wouldn't just read the verses and understand them based upon our own thoughts and the likes like this, but rather that is restricted to the understanding of the Sahaba. And in this manner, a person, he can be upon the way of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah haqqan, and he can be upon the truth and upon clarity in his deen. And if not, if a person were to leave the understanding of the Sahaba and those first generations from the Tabi'een and Atba' Tabi'een and from the Ulama al-Hadith and the likes like this, then this is a means of misguidance. And this is a means of going astray and falling into error and having major mistakes in the affairs of creed and belief and in actions of worship and manners and conduct and the likes. So we see that in reality, this verse has been clarified by the Salaf. That in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الْكَافِرُونَ, and whoever does not rule with that which Allah He has revealed, then verily He is, then verily they are the disbelievers. Then verily these people, they are disbelievers. And so Allah has described these people who do not rule with His rule as disbelief. So many of the Khawarij and the Takfiriyun, they use this verse to declare rulers and Muslims, Muslim armies and Muslim citizens and individuals all to be disbelievers. But in reality, if we looked at many of them themselves, those people who use this verse as a means to declare the Muslims disbelievers, if we look into their personal affairs, we'll find that many instances in themselves that they do not apply the ruling of Allah. And we'll find many of them that fall into this, and they fall into this takfir and the likes like this. If you look into the situation of their families and how they rule their household, they do not rule with the rule of Allah in their wives and in their children and their affairs. And even many of them, they get their wealth from other than ways and avenues that are permissible, and their dealings and the likes like this. And even many of the affairs that you see with regards to these people, they themselves are conflicting with the rule of Allah. So based upon their sick understanding, then they should make takfir of themselves first. Iyadhan billah. But that's not even really the case. In this verse, it has a proper understanding. And not everybody who did not rule with the rule of Allah has disbelieved. And even not everybody who contradicted the rule of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his judgment, in his book, or in the sunnah of the Prophet, he has disbelieved. And some of these affairs would be considered sins. No doubt to rule, or not to rule by the rule of Allah, or to oppose the rule of Allah, this is a great evil. This is a great evil. But not all of this evil is disbelief. Some of it is sin. Some of it is sin. And the person who performs it, he will be a sinner and not a disbeliever. But no doubt there are cases likewise where a person could disbelieve. But not in every instance. And this is what is important to understand. Al-Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 310. From the great scholars of hadith and also of history and tariq, and also from the great scholars of al-tafsir, and from those who started the methodology of authoring books of al-tafsir based upon narration, al-tafsir bil-ma'thur, by way of narrations. He mentioned with his chain to Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, and we know that he is one of his titles that he has been given, Turjuman al-Qur'an, the interpreter of the Qur'an. And likewise, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for him to have understanding in the deen, and likewise to know the interpretation of the Qur'an. Allah said for Ibn Abbas, Allahumma faqihhu fi al-deen wa 'allimhu al-ta'wil. Oh Allah, grant him understanding in the deen and grant him the interpretation of the book. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, in his interpretation of this verse, he says, من جحد ما أنزل الله فقد كفر. من جحد ما أنزل الله فقد كفر. Whoever denied, disbelieved in that which Allah He has revealed, then he disbelieved. ومن أقر به ولم يحكم به فهو ظالم فاسق. But as for the one who believes in it, he affirms that it is the book of Allah and the rule of Allah, but then he did not judge by way of it, then he is only an oppressor and a fasiq, a corrupt and sinner who has left the obedience of Allah. So therefore we see that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he differentiate between the one who did not rule by the rule of Allah based upon creed, and the one who believes in it, and he has decreed that it is the rule of Allah, and it is the best rule, but then he did not rule by way of it because of deficiency in his iman, or because of desires and whims, or the likes like this, or the desire to obtain something from the affairs of the dunya. So he left off the rule of Allah, or he did not judge by way of it. And this is less than disbelief, and this is considered sin. And a dhulm and nafs, that he has oppressed his soul. This is considered fusuq, al-khuruj and ta'atillah, that he has left off the obedience of Allah. But he did not leave the deen. Likewise, al-Tabari, he mentioned also a narration to Ata' rahimahullahu ta'ala from the tabi'een. He said what is intended here is kufrun duna kufr, wa dhulmun duna dhulm, wa fiskun duna fisq. That this is disbelief lesser than major disbelief. And this is oppression lesser than major oppression. And this is corruption and sin lesser than major corruption and sin. And so therefore, there's a difference between the two. Disbelief, some actions are described with disbelief or with oppression or with corruption and evil, but it's lesser than the affairs that take one from the deen. So there are some types of disbelief that will take one from the deen, which is major kufr. And there are actions that are lesser than that, which is minor kufr. And these are from the major sins, any disbelief in this manner. But it does not take one from the deen. And this is something likewise that has been collected in the books of hadith. And from that, what Al-Imam Al-Hakim, An-Naisaburi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 405, in his Mustadrak, al-Sahihain. He mentioned with a chain of narration to Ibn Abbas, likewise, radiyallahu anhuma, he said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِالْكُفْرِ أَلَّذِي يَتَابُونَ إِلَيْهِ. That this is not the disbelief that these people think, the khawarij. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِالْكُفْرِ أَلَّذِي يَذْهَبُونَ إِلَيْهِ. This is not the kufr that they're going to. They have misunderstood. They have misinterpreted this. He said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ كُفْرًا يَنْكُرُ عَنِ الْمِلَّةِ. He said, this is not the disbelief that will take one away from the deen. And this is not what is intended. Then he mentioned the verse, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever did not judge by the rule of Allah, then really these people, they are the disbelievers. He said, كُفْرٌ دُونَ كُفْرٌ. That this is disbelief, lesser than major disbelief. That this is disbelief, lesser than major disbelief. So therefore, with regards to this issue, it is clear. And likewise, the author, he has made it clear as well in the text. كَالَّذِينَ يعني whatever. He mentioned the ones who believe, مَنْ اعْتَقَدَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ هَدِيهِ أَهَدِيَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَكْمَلَ. Those who believe. They believe that other than the guidance of other than the Prophet is more complete. أَنَّ حُكْمَ غَيْرِهِ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ حُكْمِهِ. Or they believe that the rule of other than the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is better. Or they believe that the ruling of or the judgment of other than the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is better. Like those who prefer the ruling, they show preference. They prefer it over the ruling of the false judges and those who judge with other than that which Allah has revealed. Tawaghit ala hukmihi, over his ruling. For huwa kafir. So therefore, judging by other than that which Allah has revealed, and judging with something that is contrary to the rule of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it has details. There are details with regards to that. And the one who judged by with a ruling that is contrary to the book of Allah, and it is in opposition to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he did that, and he believed that that was permissible, or he believed that the rulings are the same, or he believed that it's okay to rule with whatever he likes to rule, or he believed that this rule that he judged with is better than the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of this is disbelief. All of this is disbelief. But as for the case, if a person were to judge and rule in his affairs with other than the rule of Allah, or if he was to contradict and judge contrary in opposition to the rule of Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did that while believing that he is sinning, while believing that the rule that he is ruling with is not permissible, but he did it based upon desires and whims or shortcoming in his deen and the likes like this, or he is doing it trying to obtain some worldly life or some worldly portion and gain in this dunya and the likes like this, while believing that the rule of Allah is the best and the rule of Allah is an obligation and the rule of the sunnah is an obligation to follow and to apply, but he only opposed that based upon whims and he knows that he's sinning, then this person he did not disbelieve. So therefore, this goes back to the issue of the heart. And no one knows what is in the hearts except for the creator of the hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, to accuse the people that that they have disbelieved based upon this, maybe somebody will agree with this particular issue and these details, and they will say, no doubt, okay, the one who ruled or with other than the rule of Allah, or he opposed the rule of Allah azza wa jalla in his judgment, but he believed that he's sinning. Okay, this person didn't disbelieve. But the ruler of our country, or this ruler, or that ruler, he is doing that and he believes. He believes that it's permissible for him to do that. We say, Ya akhi ittaqillah. Ya akhi ittaqillah. How do you know what is in his heart? Unless that ruler or that individual he has mentioned directly out loud, apparently, and the people heard what he said, that he believes that that rule is better and the likes like this, then that's one thing. But as for if he did not say that, but for example, a ruler who allowed alcohol into his country, a ruler who has bars and the likes like this in his country, and they allowed that. No doubt if someone allowed that, believing that that was permissible for him to do that, and that it's okay and good, then this is disbelief. As for the one who allowed that because he felt pressured, or he felt like it's good for the economy, or he felt this or that, but while knowing that it's a sin, and while knowing that the rule of Allah is contrary to that, and that it's not permissible, but he did it based upon desires and whims, and shortcoming in his deen, while affirming the rule of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this person he did not disbelieve. And this is something that is in his heart, and Allah knows best what is there. Therefore, it's not permissible for the people to declare this individual disbeliever without right, and to delve into the issue of the intention in his heart without knowing what is there. And we see the dangers of that whenever that individual, he accepted Islam and he made the shahada at the time whenever the sword was above his head and over his head, and it was mentioned about him, oh, he only took the shahada to save himself from the weapon. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفَلَا شَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ أَفَلَا شَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. Should you not have opened up his heart to see, did he say it or not? So therefore, these affairs, they require knowledge. And they must be returned back to the people of knowledge. And in any case, we see some of these details, alhamdulillah. And the one who judges with other than the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal, believing that that is good for him or allowed for him or that is better, then this is disbelief. As for the one who ruled with other than the book of Allah, or he conflicted or he contradicted or opposed the rule of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while believing that he's sinning and the likes like this, then he has fallen into a sin and not into disbelief. And Allah knows best. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.